Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Two people are dead and nine are wounded after a gunman opened fire near New York's Empire State Building today. The shooting led to the closing of busy streets surrounding one of the city's key landmarks during rush hour. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that one of the dead was the suspect who was shot by police.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the suspect is named Jeffrey Johnson. The man is said to have been fired from his job at a nearby store a year ago. This morning, Bloomberg says the suspect showed up at that store near the Empire State Building and shot a man in the head.
He killed one person and at least nine other people were shot, and some may have been shot accidentally by police officers who responded immediately. And while confronting the suspect and fatally shooting him, unfortunately, there may have been other victims as well.
Police did not identify the victim. Authorities say there is no indication of any link to terrorism. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Lance Armstrong will no longer be called seven-time Tour de France champion, at least not by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. USADA stripped the cyclist of his titles today and banned him from competition in the sport for life. Armstrong had decided not to pursue arbitration in the case brought by USADA, saying he was tired from years of legal battles to break free of suspicion. But NPR's Mike Pesca reports Armstrong may still thrive in the court of public opinion.
If Lance Armstrong can convince enough people that USADA is not to be trusted, that he never really got his fair day in court, as Americans understand it, then perhaps he could salvage his reputation and the reputation of his charity and the general work that he's done all his life, not just personally, but with cancer victims and those who have fought cancer.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Syrian activists say government forces have shelled a village near UNESCO World Heritage Site and have bombarded one of Syria's most embattled cities. They say the death toll today is more than 100. Rasha Elas in Beirut has more details.
The Crusader Castle in western Syria, known as the Crac de Chevalier, is one of the world's best preserved. But because the protected heritage site sits on a hilltop, it's being dragged into the country's ongoing conflict, according to activists. When government forces come looking for rebels in nearby towns, both villagers and rebels take refuge inside the castle. Government forces have not shied away from shelling the castle. Homs finds itself under heavy bombardment again today. Locals there are lamenting serious damage to landmarks. Beneath the rubble of one 2,000-year-old church lies a simple cloth belt, believed by some to have belonged to the Virgin Mary. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas in Beirut.
This is NPR. The Syrian conflict is fueling new clashes among opponents and supporters in neighboring Lebanon. Police say at least two people were killed and 17 were wounded in Tripoli. The head of the African Union has dispatched his foreign minister to Gambia in a bid to dissuade the leader of the tiny West African country from carrying out his threat to execute all death row prisoners. NPR's Afabia Quist-Darkton reports that rights groups estimate about 50 people are facing the death sentence in Gambia.
President Yahya Jammeh is regularly criticized by human rights campaigners for alleged rights abuses and sending his political opponents to jail. Gambia's sometimes maverick leader, who claims he has a cure for HIV/AIDS, is now set on all prisoners on death row being executed by mid-September. Jammeh says crimes and subversive activities such as drug trafficking, homosexuality, murder, terrorism and banditry will not be tolerated in Gambia. The former army officer seized power in a coup in 1994 and says he'll make sure that all criminals get what they deserve. Ofebia Quistanton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Greek prime minister is asking European lenders to give his country time to breathe, as he put it. Antony Samaras appealed to German Chancellor Angela Merkel to give Greece more time to push through tough austerity measures. Merkel, who leads Europe's largest economy, did not immediately respond. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points at 13,131. NASDAQ gaining 16. It's at 3,069. And the S&P 500 is up 7 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at hewlett.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you the rest of the hour. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And then at 3 o'clock, Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Right now, music from Muddy Waters.
I'm gonna say something to you, and I don't care how you feel. You just don't realize you got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her. To make this young woman feel satisfied. I'm gonna say this to you. I don't care if you get mad. You're about to put a little girl she's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her. To make this young woman feel satisfied. You been just start a conversation that don't have no end. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Lisa. But whoa, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, to make this young woman feel satisfied.
Buddy Guy recording for Chess Records back in 1960. Let Me Love You, Baby. And Buddy was preceded by Muddy Waters, the Muddy Waters Band. We heard Muddy do She's 19 Years Old. And we turn next year on KRVS to Muddy Waters' chief rival on the Chicago blues scene in the 1950s and 60s. From 1959, here is Howling Wolf.
You love me, you cause your heart to die, but I found out that wasn't so. I'm leaving you, woman, I've got to put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Bloodshot eyes, tell you some neat little things. You love me, you cross your heart to die, but I found out, baby, bye-bye, I'm leaving. Woman, I got to put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning, see the world. But I said, John W.
W.C. Clark, I Want to Get Married, Clark, often referred to as a godfather of the Austin blues scene, recorded here back in 1993, still going. This from a disc called Heart of Gold. Before hearing W.C. Clark, we heard Howling Wolf here on the Blues Box on KRVS. Howling Wolf from 1959, doing a number called I'm Leaving You. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
We have blues next from a group that spans some decades. Unfortunately, I wouldn't say unfortunately. It's actually a pretty good track, but this one is not one of their earlier releases. We're talking about the band Canned Heat. We've got Canned Heat from, roughly 2003 with one special guest that unfortunately had already left the blues scene. Canned Heat with Never Get Out of These Blues Alive.
Never get out this here blues alive. I'll never get out this here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these blues. Drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes. Drinking black coffee, yeah, and smoking cigarettes. Thank you.
my bed, walking the floor all night long. People, I jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long.
That's why I'm singing this here song.
I'll never, never get out of these here blues alive. I'll never, 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 never get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these here blues until the day I die.
Members of those guys, which will never die. So it only die when I die, and Alan Wilson and Vito and Big Bob Hike. Just some of the greatest people that you ever wanted to be with. Such kind people. I wouldn't want to be with a better group than them. And they could play my music better than anybody that I know. They were playing my music before I knew them. They loved the Johnny Hooker. Hooker and Heat, the boogie. And we rode it like a pony, we really did. Memories that I can never forget. Hooker and Heat.
John Lee Hooker singing with the band Canned Heat. Again, sort of a later iteration of the band. Henry Vestine was still with him in 2003, as was Fito De La Parra. But Bob Height, as John Lee Hooker mentioned, had died in 1981, and Alan Wilson died in 1970. Hooker having recorded at least two albums with the band Canned Heat. Very, very interesting collaborations they are also. And Hooker, originally from Mississippi, found his way to Memphis, then to Detroit, and then out to the Bay Area back in 1970. And the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, they've had a really good blues scene on and off for decades now, especially with people like John Lee Hooker moving out there. But there's some newer Turks, young Turks, playing great blues on the San Francisco scene. Case in point would be Tommy Castro from one of several Blind Pig Records releases he has out. The disc is called Right as Rain. Here is Tommy Castro here on KRBS with Calling San Francisco. I wanna leave. Washington from her disc Good Things, We Don't See Eye to Eye. Prior to hearing Tony Lynn, we heard Tommy Castro from the disc Right as Rain. Tommy doing a number called My Kind of Woman. Again, Tommy from San Francisco. And next here on KRVS, the subject of our next song, tune that was first recorded by Jesse Fuller back in 1954. He was kind of a one-man band, originally from Georgia, went out to the West Coast, L.A., worked in film, actually, for a while, and then headed on up the coast and made San Francisco his home. We're going to listen to Eric Clapton do a rendition of Jesse Fuller's most famous piece, San Francisco Bay Blues. Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Baby, don't you want to go? Don't you want to go pack your little suitcase? Papa's going to Kokomo. Baby, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? I can tell Mama there's something going on. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. I was already going back to Coquimbo. And me and my baby had a falling out last night. And me and my baby had a falling out last night. Somehow I knocked down. My babe won't treat me right. Baby, what's the matter now? Baby, what's the matter now? Gotta quit your daddy, baby, but you don't know. And I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. My train is ready, I'm going to Coquimbo.
Recorded in 1928, that was Scrapper Blackwell on guitar and vocals with Coquimbo Blues. He recorded this in 1934. Coquimbo Arnold recorded his original Coquimbo Blues, which wasn't all that original. And shortly thereafter, two or three years later, Robert Johnson changed the city from Coquimbo to Chicago and had his classic tune about Chicago that's sort of become a blues anthem. Before we heard Scrapper Blackwell, we heard Eric Clapton here on the Blues Box. We heard Clapton do a rendition again of the old Jesse Fuller tune, San Francisco Bay Blues. We're going to turn next to, once again, Scrapper Blackwell, this time featured with his piano-playing buddy, Leroy Carr. Carr on piano and vocals, and Carr was also the composer for most of the tunes of the group. They were recorded from 1927-28, right in that period of time, all the way up to 1935, whereupon Carr died of alcoholism at the age of 30, and that was pretty much a crushing blow to Scrapper Blackwell. He got out of music for many, many years. Here he is, though, with Leroy Carr from a month or two before Carr died, from February of 1935. Carr and Blackwell with their classic When the Sun Goes Down.
In the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, well, ain't it lonesome, babe, when your lover's not around, when the sun goes down. Last night I laid a sleeping. I was thinking to myself. Last night I laid a sleeping. I was thinking to myself. Well, wondering and thinking why the one that you love will mistreat you for someone else when the sun goes down. The sun rises in the east, and it sets up in the west. The sun rises in the east, Mama, and it sets in the west. Hard to tell which one will treat you the best when the sun goes down. Yeah. But I may be back to see you again some already day. Well, in the evening, babe, when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down.
From 1953, that was Professor Longhair, Ball the Wall. Professor Longhair preceded by Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. We heard them from 1935 doing their classic, When the Sun Goes Down. Next year on KRVS, as with Fess, we're going to hear another Louisiana musician. From the 2007 release, Power of the Poncho Train, here is Tab Benoit.
There's a garden that's left to grow wild. There's a sound with no name when a faraway train cries like an unloved child. The paint on the wall is peeling away.
as a photograph that fades on the shelf. The memory stays on of a love that's gone. I'm dancing by myself. Oh, why I wanna know when she left me nowhere to go. Why tell me, my friend, it's midnight.
Midnight and Lonesome, Tab Benoit from his disc Power of the Pontchartrain. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. Anyway, I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. with Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And do stay tuned 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Klein Peter. And this program program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Also, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is a public service thereof. And this program is also made possible by a lot of listeners just like you. We are member-supported public radio. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider becoming one. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org, where we stream live audio and present a lot of good information. We also broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We can also be found on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. We're going to turn next to the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Paul himself on blues harp from 1965 or so. He's going to take us up to the top of the hour with a number called Nut Popper Number One. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in.